to Spokane Neighborhood.
Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Nashville has passed its $3.8 billion city budget. Last night's approval comes after the Metro Council made $9 million worth of changes to the mayor's original proposal. These changes include increased funding for the Eviction Right to Counsel program, the Office of Homeless Services, and the city's Housing Trust Fund. Much of the debate focused on a minimal reduction of the grocery tax bill built into the budget. Originally proposed by the mayor, the city will reduce its grocery tax by a half cent. The state legislature passed a law this session allowing metros to cut their portion of the grocery tax, but opted not to adjust the state's portion, which is the larger share. Some council members said the city reduction is the wrong approach. During the last week of May, Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested 117 people in East Tennessee. And new information released yesterday, ICE says some of the undocumented immigrants caught in the sweep had been convicted of domestic assault, theft, and driving while intoxicated. The agency says it worked with federal, state, and local enforcement in Sevier County to conduct the operation in and around the popular Smoky Mountains tourism area. A government official in Memphis has been indicted for using $44,000 in public funds for private purposes. She pleaded not guilty to six charges. Shelby County Clerk Tammy Sawyer faces 20 years in prison and $500,000 in fines. Sawyer allegedly spent county money on things like Uber Eats and alcohol, according to the Tennessee Lookout. She also is accused of sending money to friends using PayPal, then having the friends send her the money back via Cash App. Before taking on her current role, Sawyer was a county commissioner for one term and has been a longtime community organizer. She's drawn criticism from Republicans for her opposition to the Memphis Safe Task Force. You'll find more news at WPLN.